And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, tell me about the fabulous Florida Keys.
Ed, there are so many things happening in the fabulous Florida Keys. Let's just get right to the schedule of events.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, through December 22nd, an opportunity to have your photograph made with a dolphin. What a wonderful Christmas greeting card that this is. It's part of the Dolphin Research Center's Meet the Dolphin program, and you can bring your own Santa hats, your reindeer antlers, whatever else that you want to use while posing, and it is at the Dolphin Research Center. That's mile marker 57 on Grassy Key in the Marathon area down in the Middle Keys. Through December 14th, the Marathon Community Theater is presenting Mama Won't Fly. It's kicking off the 2013-14 season. It's a ferociously funny and family-friendly show. Great theater in the Middle Keys. Through December 31st, down in Key West, it's the Key West Bite Before Christmas holiday celebration. Each night, live holiday music, games for kids, holiday cheer, chance for pictures with Santa, and a very unique Christmas treat made of lobster traps.
Whoa!
And through April 30th at the Key West Custom House, the premier museum for the Key West Art and Historical Society, it's Tennessee Williams, the playwright and the painter. Of course, Tennessee Williams lived in Key West for so long, and to mark the 30th anniversary of his death, the Custom House is exhibiting a number of his paintings, revealing a different facet of his life and his talents. Of course, the Custom House is located at 281 Front Street. It's open daily from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. It will be closed on Christmas Day. Also, the Key West Art and Historical Society is presenting Key West Collects Anything Goes. It's an inspiration from the famous Cole Porter musical. The Custom House is displaying a wide array of knickknacks, curios, ornaments, trinkets, and baubles, and artwork owned by members of the local community. That continues through March 31st. Up in Big Pine, the Lower Keys, through the 14th of December, a Little Keys color exhibit at the Artist in Paradise. And again, that's located on Big Pine Key. Back down to Key West we go through December 14th. The Key West Fringe Theater is presenting a very unusual play that looks at love relationships. Unfortunately, the name is not appropriate for public radio. Go to the Keys website at flakeys.com to see a little bit more in terms of what we're talking about and link on to the studios of Key West. That's where the presentation is going to be again through December 14th. Tonight down in Key West, the Keys Chorale Holiday Concert is at the Key West United Methodist Church. That's at the corner of Eaton and Simonton Streets. Big doings up in Alamorada this evening at Founders Park. It's the Florida Keys Holiday Festival. It starts at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, continues through 10 p.m. There's a big Holiday Fest parade that begins at 7 p.m. And by the way, it's going to snow in Alamorada tonight. And back down to Key West this weekend, it is a Fort Teller pirate invasion. Arrgh! It's 3 days of piracy at Fort Zachary Teller Historic State Park, and it continues through Sunday. The Red Barn Theater this evening is presenting Stand Up with a Little Class. It is the 34th season opener of the Red Barn Theater. It features comedian Eddie Sarbazzi and his stand-up comedy workshop. Tomorrow down in Key West, the Key West Writers Block presents a book signing event. It'll be at the Smokin' Tuna Saloon. There's 20 different authors that will be there for this book signing event. We don't have enough time to mention them all. December 8th, back up to Alamorada, so we're talking about Sunday, the second Sunday, Pickin' in the Park. It's a bluegrass jam for all ages and all skill levels. Starting on Sunday through April 26th, the 18th annual Sculpture Key West, a great art exhibit. It showcases the work of leading contemporary sculptors at the 56-acre Fort Zachary Taylor State Park. December 12th, as we move on out of this weekend, the Found Footage Festival at the Tropic Cinema. It's an acclaimed touring showcase of odd and hilarious found videos. It'll be making its very first appearance in Key West. At two art events up in the Big Pine and Lower Keys area. First of all, the Big Pine and Lower Keys Island Art Festival. That's on December 14th. That'll be on the Lower Keys Chamber of Commerce grounds. That's mile marker 31 Oceanside. And very close by at mile marker 30, the Artists in Paradise presents a holiday arts and crafts show. Back down the Key West at December 17th to January 11th, the Waterfront Playhouse will be presenting Leading Ladies from the author of Lend Me a Tenor. Leading Ladies is the hilarious comedy about two down-on-their-luck British Shakespearean actors who impersonate the long-lost nieces of a wealthy American dowager in order to inherit her money. Say that five times really quickly, by the way. Sounds like Ron Burgundy. Up to Alamorada on December 18th, the History of Diving Museum is presenting Women Divers Behind the Scenes. It's part of the History of Diving Museum's monthly Immerse Yourself series. Starts at 7 o'clock, and it's a freebie. And all up and down the Keys, there are lighted boat parades to celebrate the holiday season. And, of course, when we are talking about New Year's Eve, you got to go to the Florida Keys. Fireworks celebrations up and down the Keys, but some of the most unique answers to New York's Times Square ball drop that you'll see anywhere in the world. Starting with, number one, the pirate wench that descends on the tall ship mast at the Schooner Wharf Bar and Grill. Number two, the conch shell drop at Sloppy Joe's Bar. And then number three, the key lime wedge that gets tossed into a giant margarita glass. That's at the Ocean Key House Resort and Marina. And finally, the piece de resistance, of course, is Sushi the Drag Queen, who descends from the balcony at the Bourbon Street Pub Complex to the floor in a facsimile of a big red woman's shoe. Only in Key West. And all those activities, by the way, are preceded by the annual Dachshund Walk. That'll be at noon. That'll be in Key West as well. I'll tell you something. Key West and the Florida Keys have become one of the most popular venues for New Year's Eve activities anywhere in the world. And now you know why. And much more information on the Florida Keys website on these and many, many other events. It's flakeys.com.
We say a big thank you to Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council for all of that information. Happy holidays, Andy.
And happy holidays and a happy new year to you. We'll talk to you in 2014.
Jazz pop soul superwoman Nicole Henry presents a Joyful Sound holiday concert to benefit the Miami Children's Initiative. It takes place Saturday, December the 14th at 8 p.m. at the Colony Theater, 1040 Lincoln Road on Miami Beach. For more information, go to the Colony Theater, miamibeach.com website, or NicoleHenry.com. CultureShockMiami.com gives students ages 13 through 22 access to the arts by providing inexpensive tickets to events such as the Greater Miami Youth Symphony, performing jazz, classical, and holiday favorites, including a Christmas Pops sing-along December 15th, the piano duo You and Kim performing December 8th, and the Angelic Voices of the Miami Children's Chorus performing December 15th. Go to CultureShockMiami.com or call 305-375-1949. And we'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. And special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us. We want to hear from you, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. Once again, we'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.